really have to begin with the Shem Yichud to try on our level to enter into the world of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Baal Shem Tov opened up not only for Am Yisrael but for the entire world. Something different, something new. For many, many years, I've been learning with the Chevra in our shul, different Torahs of different tzaddikim and different hakdamas from different svarim. Let me tell you what I hope we'll be able to work on, what we'll try to work on Mitzvah Shem this year, which I think is a very, very big schus for us to have such an opportunity to learn together. Tonight there's going to be just a tiny little hakdama. I understand there's a Musa said, I was told at a quarter two. We'll just have a little bit of a hakdama. Then for some weeks, we're going to be learning Mitzvah Shem, a series of shiurim that were given by one of the great teachers of Torah Sabal Shem of our generation, Ramotel Zilber Zolgazon Zayn, Mr. Chinah Rebbe. I've chosen to learn these shiurim together because I believe that Rav Zilber has his finger on the pulse of our generation and has a unique ability to bring down the most exalted concepts and teachings to people like ourselves. These were shiurim that he's been giving for quite a few years on Maseil Zasharim. A number of these shiurim are focusing on the chiddush of what the Baal Shem HaKadosh was mechadish in the world. What was he mechadish? What's the chiddush of the Baal Shem? A few of these shiurim he gave in our shul, and I consider them to be invaluable. Mamish, the clearest and most concise hakdama to the world of the Baal Shem Tov. From there, in Mitzvah Shem, I hope, we'll be able to continue on with the Shah Yichud V'Emun of the Baal HaTanya and to move deeply into the most magnificent world. It's a different world. Let me begin with a few words of Hagdama. And of course, we have to start with a little bit of a story. There's a word from the Baditch of Eschusi Yelenu. You know, the beginning, Rashi, the beginning of Chumash, Matan, Posach, Bereishis. What's the reason that the Torah begins with Bereishis? Should begin with the first mitzvah, Achadish Zalachem. So the Baditch of said over this Rashi, Matan. Oh, it has such a good taste that the Baruch Shalom began with stories instead of getting right away to the halachas. Ma tam, what a good time it has. Pasach vibrations to draw us into the Torah. You begin with a story. Rabbi Nachman Breslover used to say that we see that by the nations of the world, they tell stories to put the children to sleep, but by Jews we tell stories to keep the children awake. Everybody here heard of the Ketzais. The Ketzais HaChayshin, and I hope you learn the Ketzais. One can't really become a Lamdan without the Ketzais. The Ketzais had apparently something of a relationship with the father of Reb Hirshel Zitichov. Schus Yagin. And one day, Reb Hirshel Zitichov's father was talking about his remarkable son. about Rav Hirschel Zildit Shavit. That he's a tremendous Talmud Chacham, which he was, and he's filled with Yiras Shemayim, which he was. And the Ktzais said to Rav Hirschel's father, do me a favor, make sure that the next time that your son is in this area, at that time in Lvov, in Lemberg, the next time that he's in this area, make sure that your son stops by so I can talk to him. And sure enough, Rabbi Hirschel of Chava was a very young man. He was an Eluyasha person, a tremendous person. And he went in to meet the Ktzais. And the Ktzais got right to the point, as he always does. He got right to the point, and he says, I have one question to ask you. Yungaman, I have one question to ask you. Lishitascha, according to your understanding, according to what you've learned, isn't it true that the derech of the Baal Shem Tov is no different than the derech of the Arizal before him, and the derech of the Baal Shem Tov, the derech of the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, of the Tana Rabbi Shimon before the Ari? So why is it that the way of Chassidus, the derech of Chassidus, why is it that Rabbi Shimon didn't begin such a thing, and the Ari HaKadosh didn't begin such a movement to be mefaris and such a thing? Because remember, by the time of Rabbi Hirschel, there's a Deshavu, we're talking about a Talmud of the Chayzer in Lublin, Chassidus had already, to a large extent, taken over big chunks of Europe. And what was it that the Baal Shem Tov taught that was so different that it has caused such a revolution? The Ktzais asked Rav Hirschel the Zidit Shavu. And that from every town, from every village, they're running to the Tzaddikim. So there are two Messiahs. We have two Messiahs. What Rav Hirschel the Zidit Shavu's response was. The first was, he doesn't understand the question. The Medrash says that Ru Yahisa Tarish Tinasim Darishal Avram Avinu, that really the Torah could have been given, should have been given already in the generation of Avram Avinu. Pasuk says that Hashem has designated times for everything. What's Chazal say? In other words, there was a time that was designated for Matan Torah from the very beginning, as we know, by He. The Torah says already at the very beginning, Yom HaShishi. Yom HaShishi. And there was a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set in creation that the Torah would be Mizgala by Hasina. And that time was set for that, from creation, from before creation. So Rabbi Hirschel is in the trouble, was saying to the Ktzais, asking Akasha, how come the Torah, how come the Inyan of the Baal Shem wasn't Mezgala by Rabbi Shimon, or by the Arizal? The Torah says, Hakol Asa Yofa Be'ita. Everything has its time. The same way the Torah had its time to be given, so too there was a time that was designated as the time of Gilui HaBaal Shem, and not earlier. So the Ktzais didn't buy that at all. He was mevatel that altogether. So that's not. He says you're stam being doichan. You're not answering my question. See, here's where we have two messiahs. The first is as follows. Rabbi Hirschel the Yeshiva went on and said, okay. He said, Marshal, you have a person who came from a distant land, and he came to the Hamoin Am, to the people of this village, and he starts to talk about unbelievable great things that he saw, that he learned in this place, in this faraway place. But the people didn't understand what he was talking about. It didn't really make a reishim. They didn't know what he was talking about. Later on, Rav Hirshel Lizhitshava says, later on, another person came, and he began to use mishalim, parables, and explanations, so that some of the people in the village were able to grasp some of these things of that big city somewhere. But still, the multitudes were far, far removed from it. Until finally, there was a chacham that came. And he made it so clear and so sweet. These chachmas of the big city made so clear and so sweet, to the point that everybody was able to understand. That's one Messiah, what he said. The second, more famous Messiah of how he answered the Ksais, was that a person came from a faraway place, and he described that in the place that he came from, there was a remarkable bird. They had the face of a human being, and it had feet like an ox, like an eagle. The people said, what are you really talking about? And one or two people were macabre, but most of the people were not macabre at all. Afterwards, another person came, and he explained that really, the face of this bird is not exactly the face of an Adam, and the feet are not exactly the feet of an ox, of an eagle. And there's some resemblance, something like it, and more people were macabre when they heard this. Until finally a third person came, and he brought the bird with him. And he showed it to the Adam. He showed this amazing bird to the Adam. The nimshal of what Hirshel Zidichava said is as follows. The story is a marshal of the three madregas of Gilui HaSoid, of revealing Soidei HaTorah, the secrets of Torah, of Gilui HaSoid. We're going to be talking Mitzvah a lot about this inyan of the shtarshlus of Gilui HaSoid and what we're going to be learning, how that came to our generation when people like us, regular people like us, are sitting together talking about these things. Our fathers and grandfathers weren't doing this. They were learning Ein Yankiv, some were learning Gemara, Mishnayos, and they went to Tzaddikim, some went to different places, whatever, to be makabel, to hear a little bit, but certainly not what we're zoichet to in our generation. So the story is telling us that the first person who came was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar Kodesh is describing partsufim, images, mitziyasim that exist in the Olam Ha'Elyon. This was something that the fact that it was told and the secret was revealed didn't make it less of a mystery. The second person who came was the Arizal and the Talmidei HaRi. And they put things into a certain order, into a certain perspective, and they made it easier for the human mind to comprehend. But still they were talking about Olam HaSalyonim V'lav Kol Moiches Hovel. Not every mind was able to grasp. Until the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was sent, Yir V'Kadosh Min Shmaya Kanochis, till the Baruch Shalom sent into the world the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. and he brought the bird with him. He brought the bird with him and he said, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam. To the point where the Kohen Samagid said that if a Jew says, Baruch Atah Hashem, if you and I say the words, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, and we're not filled with that reality, Kedabe Ish El Re'ehu, like a person who's speaking to his best friend, then we're Bederech Rechayka, far, far away. Kedabe Ish El Re'ehu. The Baal Shem Tov was Megala. In the Olam HaTachtein, as we're going to be learning throughout this year, in this physical world, every single prat, every single thing that exists in this world, every molecule that we breathe, everything that's here, lays us upon him. Again, he didn't come up with this. He was megalit in such a way. He revealed this truth in such a way that every single person, from the greatest Talmud Chacham to the simple water carrier, that every single person can be Makasha himself, can come to a state of dveikus, of cleaving to the Bari Olam in every single aspect of his life, and to have a personal kivyocha relationship of Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Kedabe Ish El Re'eh. Kedabe Ish El Re'eh. And then the Zidit Shavar ended by saying, and this apparently is according to both of the Messiahs, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai showed the world that there's a God, there's a Bari Olam. And the Arizal began to teach how a human being can reach the Bari Olam. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh taught that a person doesn't have to go anywhere. He doesn't have to leave his Dalet Amos. Keep him koimcha timtze'en, in your world, in your life. Again, whether you're michoite reitzachat shoyev meimecha, where you're the biggest person, the tiniest little Jew, you don't have to ascend to a higher world. Because the Baruch Shalom is here with us. And we can understand. And our Madrega, that reality of Leis Osa Polnimine, that there is no place where he isn't. And through that, each and every one of us can achieve the Vekas. The page that you have in front of you is a tiny piece of a very remarkable Hakdama. Which what we're learning now is just Peter's Hakdama. Of the Beis Yaakov from Ishbitz, or rather to the writings of the Beis Yaakov, by the son of the Beis Yaakov, Rav Gershon Henoch from Radzin. I'm sure some of you know that the Meir Shiloach was the first Rebbe from Ishbitz, the Meir Shiloach. The Meir Shiloach's son was the Beis Yaakov. The son of the Beis Yaakov was Rav Gershon Henoch from Radzin, the Baal HaTchelus. And Rav Gershon Henoch wrote a long hakdama to his father's svarim, to the Beis Yaakov. He was a Gaon Olam, Rav Gershon Henoch. And there, in a very methodical and clear way, the Rebbe from Radzin describes, step by step, the Ishtalshalos of Sisrei Torah from the beginning through Rabbi Shimon, through the Ari HaKadosh, and down to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and then to the world of his father, the Beis Yaakov. And the Seder of that Ishtalshalos, how did that happen? and the Makaris in the Kisvei Ari in the Zohar Kodesh? What place did the Rambam have in the Seder of the Shtauslus of Sisvei Torah, which many people would right away sit up in their seats and say the Rambam had no chelik in the Seder of the Shtauslus of Sisvei Torah? Rav Geshen Hanuch didn't agree with it. Mitzvah, the time will come, we'll try to make our way through the entire Hagdama of Rav Geshen Hanuch. But for now, we'll just have a little bit of a Hagdama to the Hagdama that we're going to begin Mitzvah next time. So let's learn inside together. V'hine, v'chazdei kel. Shehemid lono b'chol dor v'dor chachom v'dor she'Hashem. It's only because of Hashem's great loving kindness. That he sent into this world and he established in each and every generation Chachamim and Dorshe Hashem. Not just Chachamim, Dorshe Hashem. Those who were seeking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem opens the gates of Torah according to the need of each particular generation. This is an answer to the question of why is it that the Zohar HaKadosh was itself revealed relatively late in history, many years after Rabbi Shimon first was teaching it to a small chevraya of tzaddikim. Why was it that it wasn't revealed earlier? And then, why is it that the Ari HaKadosh took even longer till the Ari was sent into the world to open up the next stage of Gilui HaSoidos? Until finally the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh brought the bird and said, "Abai Zai, thus is thus. Here it is." So he's explaining that Hashem is Peseach Shari Torah Kefi Tzarech Hador. Hashem opens up the gates of Torah understanding and teaching according to the need of the generation. Uchadisa Bezar HaKadosh Shehu V'Le'el Shegam Nevuas Yecheskel Haisa Oz Tzarech Lefi Hador. The Zohar HaKadosh describes the Giluyim of the Ma'aseh Merkava that took place by Yecheskel at the Hanavi. And the question is the same question. Why is it that the soid, the secret, the mystery of Ma'aseh Merkava, of the workings of the chariot, why is it that that great soid of the Merkava would have to wait for the time of Yecheskel Hanavi to be revealed? Why wasn't it revealed earlier? Why didn't it come down with Moshe Rabbeinu to be given to all of us? So the Zohar HaKadosh there is talking about the matzav of Am Yisrael at that time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, of the Churban Bayis Rishon. And the Zohar HaKadosh describes the Tzibrochenkeit, the absolute shattering of Am Yisrael that took place. Remember, there was no history of Golus to talk about. There was that realization that all was lost. Ad kedekach, that we know from the Nevi'im, that there were many, many Jews, fine Jews like us, who believed that the Baruch Shalom's union with Am Yisrael had concluded. The project was finished. The story was done. Ad kedekach was there an overall sense of yesh, an unbelievable feeling of despair that had infiltrated the lives of the Sheiris HaPleita who went down to Bavel. And Davke at that point in history of the greatest yeyush, a national yeyush, national despair. At that point in time, the Ma'aseh Merkava was revealed. So Zohar HaKadosh explicitly teaches us was for the purpose of opening our eyes to the reality of the world that we couldn't see, to give chizuk to the generation that had become lost and felt completely cut off from HaKadosh Baruch. So therefore, the Nevuah of Yechezkel was Oz Tzarech Lefi Hador, was desperately needed by the generation. V'sholach lonu gorel Yisrael v'hadoro kadosh Yisrael u'pe'eroi. Until finally Hashem sent us the gorel Yisrael v'hadoro, the splendor and the Redeemer, kadosh Yisrael whose name befits him, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Hashem Tov. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Baal Shem Tov. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Baal Shem Tov. Hu posach lo yishari ha-chochma v'hasmuna v'hadas. And Hashem opened before the Baal Shem Tov's eyes, before his mind and heart, the gates of wisdom, of chochma, bina, and das. Chochma, smuna, and das. Hu heichel lidrois teres Hashem hatmima, and he began to seek teres Hashem hatmima. Veheichin levavoi, v'lidrois ulevoyer talumais chachma. And he prepared himself, and readied himself, and brought himself to that madrega to be mevayer talumais chachma. To explain in the clearest way, to bring the bird to this world, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochel down from the Olam HaSe'elyonim into our lives. Lekarvam el gvul hasogas adam. Lekarvam el gvul hasogas adam, to bring the deepest teachings of Torah, talumais chachma, el gvul hasogas adam, el gvul hasogas adam, to the gvul, to the boundaries, the world of our comprehension. Not just a few great tzaddikim, geniuses, but el gvul hasogas adam utvisasoi biyomim ha'elu. Into our level of tfisa of comprehension, biyomim ha'elu, in our days. Hu limed das esa'am. Now those who are familiar with what was going on in the Jewish world, in the world, bechlal, but in the Jewish world, bifrat, after the disappointment of Shabbosai Tzvi, yimach shamayim, which was only the culmination of an overall pattern of hisrachakus, of kerirus, of coldness, of hitnatkut, disengagement, between the Hamoin Am and the Bari Erlon, between the Hamoin Am and the Gedolei Hador. And at that point in time, which corresponds to the time that was already foretold in the Zohar HaKadosh, which would be the final stage of Gilui, before Mashiach, of Gilui Soidai Satayra, of the Talumais Chachma, of the secrets of that Chachma of Rabbi Shimon. Hashem sent the Baal Shem Tov into the world. Bulime dasas arm lahavin lahayres shakol divya tar nitnu li Yisrael. And the Baal Shem Tov began to teach that every single word of Torah belongs to us, talks to us. whether we're reading the names in Parshas Bereishis or in Parshas Vayishlach, we're reading names, every name. It's not just of somebody who once was, it's somebody or something that is now. We're reading the Parsha of Egla Rufa. We're reading the Parsha of Saita of Nazir, whatever it is. Kol divrei Torah nitnu li Yisrael. For what? Lekarvam el das kol nefesh mi Yisrael. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh brought every single word of Torah, him. He began, and his Talmidim will continue, to bring every single word of Torah. Lekarvam el das kol nefesh mi Yisrael. It doesn't mean just every Jew, it means kol nefesh mi Yisrael. What this means to me, how the deepest teachings of Rabbi Shimon and Ariya Kaddish, what they were talking about in the Olam HaSal Yoinim, in the highest worlds, is something that's taking place in my life. I've mentioned many times in different shiurim how there was a Jew that was having a hard time getting married, and he came to Rav Nosson Breslover, and he said, it's been difficult, very, very difficult, the Shaduchim. And Rav Nosson Breslover said, no, you think you're the only one? He said, Yaakov Avinu also had the Nyonim with the Shidduch. It wasn't so much pushed by Yaakov Avinu. He had to work hard. So the Jew said to Rav Nosson, Rabbi, how can you compare me to Yaakov Avinu? Everything in Yaakov Avinu's life, everything about Yaakov Avinu was a side, is a mystery. So Rav Nosson said, and everything in your life is also a side. Your life is also a mystery. You're Nefesh Yisrael. Whatever Yaakov Avinu went through, it's not just Simon Laban. Maisi of his Simon Laban. The Karvam Al Das Kol Nefesh Yisrael. Kol Nefesh Yisrael. Ki loy nitne Torah l'malachi hasharis el lezer Yaakov ishe bom bocha. The Torah wasn't given to Malachi hasharis, like Chazal say. It was given to us. And there isn't one thing b'chol haTorah, Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh. There isn't one thing in Torah shli yitztarach that is not absolutely needed l'chol nefesh miYisrael l'agia elav, to reach l'asigoy b'gvul tfisa sichloy v'daitoy, to draw into the gvul, into the borders of his understanding of his tfisa. And even our generation, Shiflei Ha'erach, that's such a low madrega, and Rabbi Yeshua Hanach was saying this over 100 years ago. The Kitzrei Hadas, 100 years ago. The Kitzrei Hadas, of a generation of such little understanding. Hey, Eloi Hashem is Baruch and Loshen Limudim Laharis Lahavin Lekarv Soides Atayr Ad Latachlis Hamadregas. To be able to bring the wondrous bird Soides Atayr, the deepest teachings of Torah, Latachlis Hamadregas, to every madrega. Uposach Shar Hashem Apnimi, and the Baal Shem Tov opened the inner gate of Elokus of Hashem. Ashahaya Sogur Ad Yomav, that was shut closed until his time. And he opened it up to the entire Jewish people. Kilokulam hatayra mayrasha umu urasa veloy b'shamayimi. The Gemara says, Al tikri mayrasha alim mo'irasa mu'urasa, that the Torah is not just a Torah, a teaching, it's mu'urasa, it's our kal. Kilakulam Torah Marasha. Torah is for everybody. V'loy b'shamayim hi. It doesn't just mean loy b'shamayim hi, like the Gemara above Mitzia. It's loy b'shamayim hi. In shamayim, it means it's not only given to Jews who are himmel dikke Jews, who are shamayim dikke Jews. It's given to each and every Jew. This might not sound like Sister Chiddush does. But it was a big, big chiddush then. And the end is, if one understands it properly, it's a big chiddush now. V'chol habod lidreishes Hashem b'leiv shalom. So that each and every person who is truly seeking Hashem with a whole heart, yimtze b'dvarv derech tvuna v'oirach yishar meslula, will find in the teachings of the Baal Shem and the Talmidei Baal Shem a path of understanding, a straight and clear path. Lahavin ulahaskil lishmoyer v'lilmoyt ulalameit lishmar v'lasoy z'lakayim as kol divyatay. It's not just a matter of understanding. It's how to change our lives so that the mitzvahs that we are already observing should bring us a chiyus, and we should feel the deepest connection to the mitzvahs, and to have an unbelievable soyrus from the mitzvahs that we're performing. Shakol hamidis v'asviris and the skarim v'ne'alam, because all of the midis and the sviris that the Zohar Kaddish and the Ariyah Kaddish are discussing, which we don't understand, which regular people don't understand, all of these sviris and the skarim v'ne'alam, heim seder and hogas Hashem Yisbarach. It's the seder of how Hashem conducts the world. Miroim hamaylus ad shval hamadregis. From the highest madregis that the Rabbi Shimon and the Ariya Kaddish were talking about, ad shval hamadregis, all the way to the lowest sulamutz of atzav roisha magia hashemayim, to the lowest madregis of our lives, of the simplest little, tiniest little Jew. That our lives are also filled with mystery. And that everything that's going on in our lives is the hishtalsalus, as we're going to learn in the Shayich of Emuna, Mitzvah Hashem, of something big that's going on in the highest world. And that we can understand each person according to his madrega through the psychology and the biology of a Bosev Adam, the presence of the Bari Olam. From the highest secrets, from Mishtalshel all the way down to the lowest madrigals. V'yuchal la'asigim ha'adam, so that a person will be able to grasp, ad she'agiyu l'gvul tfisas ha'adam, till he reaches the gvul, the territory of man's comprehension. V'chol ha'ma'ayrois ha'ksuv m'tayra, and therefore all of the events that are recorded in the Torah, heim oivrim al Yisrael, are taking place every moment. Al Yisrael bechlal, to the nation as a whole, ubefrat, and in the life of each and every Jew. When you learn the Parshas Hashavua with the Kedushas Levi, with Noam Elimelech, with Ber Maim Chaim, with Lekutei Torah, with Sfas Emes, when you learn the parasha with the Svarma Kedoshim, your eyes open up to see that whatever is happening in the world is happening within you, and whatever is happening in the Torah. Like somebody once came to the Baal HaTanya, and the Baal HaTanya said to him, you know, he was asking the Baal HaTanya certain questions. The Baal HaTanya said to him, you know, you have to live with the times. This person was a maskil. He was somewhat of a, in those days, what was called a maskil, more of a reformed type. And he didn't like the way that the Baal HaTanya was dressed and the way that he looked. And the Baal HaTanya said to him, you know, you have to live with the times. And the fellow was very surprised that this old school rabbi is telling him to live with the times. And he said to the Tanya, what do you mean? You have to live with the times. The Baal HaTanya said to him, last week was Parshas Bereishis and this week is Parshas Noach. That's what it means to live with the time. Every single word, every single tag, every crown of every letter of Torah is something that's going on at that moment within the individual, within the cloud. Therefore, if you learn the Torah this way, you will know how to conduct yourself in every single thing that you do in life. And to live a life of dveikus, not only when you're sitting in the bis medrash, kulehai ve'ulai, not only when you're sitting in the bis medrash, not only when you're isik in Torah. But the Baal Shem, there's one of the Torahs that we have from the Baal Shem, caused the Misnagdim to become very, very upset. I mean, a lot of them did, but this one in particular. Well, it's brought down from the Baal Shem that if a person is learning the sugya, of Shnayim Arichsim Atalos, or Shor Shanagav, if you're learning the sugya, and that brings you to a Maisa of Dveikus B'Hashem, Allah has Kama V'Kama, if you're actually in that parasha yourself, and you remember the Bari Olam, that could bring you to a place of Dveikus. Not only in the Bismedrash, not only when you're learning the sugya, because every sugya that you're learning in Torah is a sugya that you live in. The life itself is a sugya. It's a sugya of the Baruch Hashem's relationship with Am Yisrael, with each and every one of us. U'posach ha'shar b'zoyah ha'reki u'zoyah ha'kodesh u'b'kisvi ha'ri. And the Baal Shem opened up the Zoyah ha'kodesh for us and the kisvi ha'ri. The Farish Devrayim Beloshin Limudim Besifse Yisharim to explain the teachings of the Ari HaKadosh and Rabbi Shimon in a way that we can understand, that's clear to us in our lives. The Farishim Beloshin Chachamim Eich Yatifu Belei Ben Adam Hashem Yipsaro Yechze Eloika. How these teachings can be understood and lived. Because me psori yachza eloika, that from man's flesh, so pasaginiyah, that from one's flesh one can grasp, can connect Hashem, from our physical lives. Me psori yachza eloika, one can behold HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umini oz, and since then, niftach hashar lichnois began Hashem upardes achachma. Since that time that the Baal Shem Tov began, the gate to enter into the Gan Hashem, to the garden of Hashem, Upardes HaChachma, and the orchard of the hidden wisdom of the Zohar Kodesh and the Ari, the gate is open. Umayan Hayoitzim Yibes Hashem, and this great fountain, wellspring, that began by the Baal Shem Tov to flow, Heichel Izgaber, became stronger and stronger. It is one of the truly great and miraculous things of all Jewish history, of all history, that within such a short time of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that there was such a mahapecha that took place. And how does one explain, just b'derech haseichel, what all those people are doing on airplanes tonight, somehow getting to Umman, trying to find their way to Umman? Jews who otherwise, so I'm not talking about Breslov HaChassidim. They used to try crawling there before you were allowed to. I'm talking about Amcha Beis Yisrael, every type of Jew. Umayin Hayoytzni Beis Hashem Echilas Gade. And that the way of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is making, that way of the Baal Shem Tov is getting into everything, it's seeping into everything, everywhere. And he established, and he the close Talmid of the Baal Shem himself, then of course afterwards, from the Mizrut Shemagid, and the Toldos, the generations that followed, the Talmidim of the Talmidim of the Talmidim to our day. This Ma'ayan, this wellspring of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is becoming more and more powerful. But it needs constant hischadshus. And one of the most interesting things that's taking place in our time, and this will end, is how Dafke, we see that by many of the Chassidim, that Chassidus has just become a way of life. It has to do with Minhagim, how fat your gartel is, and how much oil your kugel has. And the fire of the Baal Shem, by the Chassidim, there are exceptions, of course, many, many exceptions, not Chalila. But already the Noam HaMelech already said when they were pushing to write a sefer, he said, well, I have to put my whole life into something that some Jew, after he benches on Friday night, he's going to lie on the couch and I'm going to fall on the floor. For that, I should spend 20 years. So this Jew should have, so I should end up on the floor next to this guy that fell asleep on Friday night. But the Rebbe Lemelech was saying such a thing. And we see a resurgence, a rekindling of this light. I see this by the Misnachlin, unbelievable, in the Hesdi Yeshivas, by the Misnachlin, by the Talmidim of Rav Kulik Zecher Tzadok Kol Shevach, by our Chevra that grew up, like myself. I didn't grow up among Hasidim at all. There's a Bikush. And it seems that the revolution, the last stage of the revolution, has started. That's going to bring us in Mitzvah Shem to Mashiach Zakein. Because the Torah of the Baal Shem is Torah of Mashiach. No. So it's important for our generation to try to learn the basics, to understand. When you learn a nice Torah in this Sefer, a nice Torah in that Sefer, it's beautiful and it's inspiring. You learn the Nesiva Shalom. The Nesiva Shalom is a masterpiece of thousands of magnificent vertlach that are woven together. But we need to understand the Mahalach, the Derech HaMashah. What's the Derech HaMashah? What is it? How did he bring the Baruch Shalom? How did he bring the bird down to us? And how could people like us say those words, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kedabri Isha Re'eyu? That's going to be our objective this year, and over the years, if God helps us to continue Yerushalayim. I'm not giving you any curriculum, no final, no papers. I'm just giving you my entire heart. That's all I could do. Because this is the deepest part of myself. You should be Zarechim and Hashem to continue. I don't know if you have this next week, I think. I'm not sure. It's on Mitzvah Shem we're going to have. Assess me true. So next week we're going to begin. I'm going to be giving you photo stats from the Shiur of Rav Matl, and we're going to begin. That should take us pretty much through the cold winter months. Mitzvah Shem, I wish I have a ksiva type and a good gift next year.